This week's film is Edge of Tomorrow, starring Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. Based upon the Japanese pulp novel All You Need Is Kill, Edge of Tomorrow begins as the world is losing a planet-wide war to a superior alien invader. Cruise plays U.S. military press advisor Major Cage. Cage is an ad exec turned spin doctor for the losing multinational campaign against the aliens, and clearly has never fired a combat weapon in his life. His job is to drum up new recruits by overpromoting the human single victory. When Cage fails to abide by a general's decision to report from an embedded position from the front line, the general literally drops Cage into combat. Cage is killed instantly during the invasion on the beaches of France, but only after meeting Rita, named as an obvious tribute to Groundhog Day, and a special forces badass played by Emily Blunt. Rita is the human's lone hope for victory. Cage's death is not the end of the day, however, as he soon realizes he is trapped in a loop which repeats the invasion again and again. Since the combat unfolds exactly the same way each day, Cage is able to learn how to beat the aliens like a teenager playing a new video game over and over again. Now, I know what you are probably thinking. What possibly could be good about Cruise in another dumb alien invasion flick that is clearly a Groundhog Day ripoff? Well, even if it shouldn't work, Edge of Tomorrow delivers. Director Doug Liman is no stranger to edgy action films that feature unexpected, stinging dialogue with a diverse portfolio including Swingers, The Bourne Identity, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Liman is able to use a script by the writers from The Usual Suspects that allows Cruise to start from humble presence and has him sweating bullets as he realizes his fate. Liman cleverly uses humor timely inserted between Cage's evolution into a fighter and She-Warrior action, which features a performance by Blunt that delivers both force and grace. The result is a smart thriller engulfed in nonstop action, sure to be enjoyed by a summer audience eager for a blockbuster that rises above metallic CGI alien battle creatures pummeling each other. But don't get me wrong, the film's ending in particular ensures that Edge of Tomorrow isn't anything more than it appears to be. It's just really well done. So, on my Ski Trail rating system, Edge of Tomorrow earns an intermediate blue Ski Trail marker. Slick direction by Liman, combined with Tom Cruise at his best and Emily Blunt elevating her action game, produces a thrilling new ride through an old concept. Only a goofy ending, which clearly diverges from the novels, keeps this film from achieving Black Diamond rating. Edge of Tomorrow is rated PG-13 for intense sequences of sci-fi action and violence, language, and repeated yoga commercials, suggested enough to make any game junkie hit the game controller pause, rewind, play again, repeat buttons. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Utah Film Center.